dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Vice President Kamala Harris trying to shore up the so-called blue wall campaigns today in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. ABC's Karen Travers says those are three states key to a Democratic victory.
She'll be joined by former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney for a series of conversations, part of an effort to reach out to independents and Republicans and peel them away from former President Donald Trump. Cheney campaigned with Harris earlier this month in Wisconsin, telling the crowd that this year will mark the first time she's cast her vote for a Democrat in a presidential election.
Meanwhile, former President Trump campaigns in North Carolina. 10 states have abortion measures on the ballot next month. The Biden administration proposing a rule today expanding insurance coverage for over-the-counter contraceptives. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's in Ukraine for the third time since the war began, and an autopsy on One Direction singer Liam Payne found he had ingested numerous drugs before falling to his death last week. This is a 4 days after he was scheduled to be executed, a death row inmate in Texas is set to appear before a state House committee today.
A growing number of state lawmakers of both parties believe that Robert Roberson did not shake his two-year-old daughter to death in 2002. So the Texas House Committee on Criminal Jurisprudence issued a subpoena last week for
Robert Roberson to provide all relevant testimony and information concerning the committee's inquiry.
The subpoena saved Roberson's life, but for how long is anyone's guess? Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Listeria fears now forcing a new recall, this one of frozen waffles. Nearly 700 products made by Treehouse Foods are being recalled, sold under store brands in places like Walmart, Kroger, and Target. The last full-size Kmart in the continental U.S. officially closed down Sunday night. The departure of the Bridgehampton, New York store leaves just one smaller format Kmart left. That's in Miami. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisory Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
When you are buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's even your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. Get your free insurance review today by giving us a call at 608-647-9050 to speak to an agent.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
At Quail Run, fall is in the air. This week's special is all about comfort food. A hearty bowl of chili served with a warm side of cornbread that's perfect for those crisp autumn days. This month, we're featuring a Bloody Mary burger. Two juicy patties, two slices of cheddar, two strips of smoked candied bacon smothered in the chef's secret Bloody Mary sauce. Can you taste it already? Finish off your meal with the marshmallow cheesecake. Smooth, creamy, and just the right amount of sweetness. Quail Run has all the flavors of fall. Stop by and enjoy the season's best.
Trick or treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat. I don't know how that started, and I don't know if you ever said that, but I remember we used to sing that when we were kids. I'm sorry, but first of all, I'm not going to smell your feet. And second, if I did, I wouldn't be giving you something good to eat. I'd be dousing you with foot deodorant. The origin of Halloween can be traced back to the ancient Celtic times when it was believed that the souls of the dead would come out of their graves and go back into their homes. The people living there would dress up in costumes and would light bonfires to ward off the wandering spirits. That tradition evolved into what we have today. Children dress up in costumes and go around the neighborhood asking for something good to eat. Over the years, the church has observed this time as All Saints' Day, as a time to honor the saints of the church who have passed away and received their heavenly reward. I'm not going to get into the argument about whether this is a good holiday for the church to observe or not, but I do know this. Whenever we treat children kindly and with compassion, we are doing the work of Jesus. So go ahead, give those kiddos something good to eat. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Hi, let me tell you a story about a 10-year-old boy growing up in a small town. His parents were divorced, and the boy lived with his mom, who worked hard to provide. Each day, the boy walked home from school, dropped his books off, then headed next door to help his neighbor in the garden. There, the boy listened as his neighbor told tales of honor and bravery in World War II. It was in that garden where the boy's dreams took root, dreams of serving his country and farming the land. I'm Tony Kurtz, and that boy was me. I went on to serve 20 years in the U.S. Army and establish my own farm. Today, I'm honored to represent my neighbors in the legislature. I want everyone to be able to pursue the American dream, but I know that dreams don't start in a big building with marble columns. They start in our neighborhoods. That's why I've worked hard to push money out of Madison and back to our communities. I've secured larger investments in roads, schools, and hospitals while cutting taxes and maintaining a balanced budget. On November 5th, I ask for your vote so that we can achieve even more.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, our summer-like stretch continues for just a bit longer with that south wind flow. Temperatures today could still be running a good 25 degrees above normal. Slightly cooler tomorrow with more cloud cover coming in. A small disturbance south of Wisconsin could throw a few sprinkles up our way late morning to midday tomorrow, especially the southern tip of our region. That could turn into some light rain over southeast Wisconsin tomorrow afternoon. Otherwise, Wednesday will be a transition day. We have a strong cold front coming through before daybreak Wednesday. Most of the shower activity with that front expected to stay in parts of north and northeast Wisconsin, but it will bring us some gusty northwest winds and sharply colder conditions. Then Thursday, we should see some sunshine early. The next weather system, though, coming in Thursday night with a good chance of light rain. Still fairly small amounts, maybe a tenth inch or so. Behind that, another blast of cooler weather going into Friday before things rebound a bit into the weekend. So today, look for sunny skies to some scattered clouds. Continued rather warm with a high of 81. Southwest to south wind 7 to 14. Partly cloudy tonight, low 52. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy and breezy, high about 73. A few sprinkles possible in the southern part of the area during the morning to early afternoon. South wind 8 to 17, again a high of 73. Wednesday should be partly sunny, breezy, and much colder. Low at 47 with a high of just 56. On Thursday, morning sunshine, then increasing clouds. Low 30, high 63. There's a 40% chance of light rain Thursday night. Friday, decreasing clouds, breezy and cooler. Low 42 with highs in the mid-50s. Saturday, partly cloudy to sunny and quiet. Low 32 with a high of 54. Sunday, mostly sunny, breezy, and somewhat warmer. Low 32 with a high of 60. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good morning.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company, even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. 40 degrees with sunshine today. 81 was yesterday's high. The record high for this day, 86 in 1953. Also 16, the record low in 1952. Last year's high was 56 and the low 40. Sunset occurs at 9 minutes after 6 this evening. Sunrise time in the morning, 7:24. Yesterday we did top out at 81, which was 5 away from the record of 86 degrees. The air is calm currently, barometer at 30.06, and no precipitation today. With sunshine, we're up 1 from the overnight low. It is 40 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look at this week's playoffs for high school sports. And also details on a nice win for the Packers yesterday. Details on the entire league and the Wisconsin Badgers. Enjoy to win on Saturday. Those stories and more coming up.
Attention, do-it-yourselfers and pros. At Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel, grab the Milwaukee M12 Fuel Hatchet 6-inch pruning saw kit for just $270, and they'll throw in a 2-pack of M12 batteries worth $130 for free. And check out these oil deals. Mobile One, only $6.99 a quart, and Napa Premium Synthetic Blend, just $3.29 a quart. Hurry into Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel today. Quality parts, great prices, and expert advice.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. There's high school football today. Richland Center is at Broadhead Judah. That is a JV football game that kicks off at 5:30. And River Valley hosts New Glarus in a JV football game this afternoon as Southwest Conference teams wrap up their junior varsity schedule. Varsity football teams that make the playoffs will be playing this weekend, Friday night at 7, in almost all cases across the state. The pairings came out officially over the weekend. The 9-0 Ithaca Bulldogs draw a third seed. They'll host number 6 seed Randolph on Friday night at 7. Also number 2 seed Johnson Creek will host number 7 Royal in the other part of the bracket. Number 5 Hillsboro will play at number 4 Cambria Friesland. Top part of the bracket, number 1 seed Bangor plays number 8 Iowa Grant. Number 5 River Ridge is at number 4 Cashton. Number 3 Potosi Cassville takes on number 6 Blackhawk Warren. And number 7 Waseca Steuben Seneca will play at Cochran Fountain City, which is the number 2 seed. Elsewhere, Cuba City, a number 3 seed, will take on number 6 Mineral Point on Friday night. It will be number 2 Lancaster hosting number 7 Westby as well. Moving to Division 5, the Richland Center Hornets made the playoffs. They are a 7th seed, having won the last 3 games of the season and 4 for the year. They move on to play number 2 Darlington on Friday night at 7. In the other part of the bracket, number 3 Milwaukee Academy of Science will be hosting number 6 New Glarus. 4th seed Racine Lutheran takes on number 5 Brookfield Academy. And number 1 seed Prairie du Chien will host Southwestern East Dubuque. They are an 8th seed. And in Division 4, Wisconsin Dells, a 5th seed, plays at number 4 Lodi. 3rd seed West Salem will host number 6 Platteville. In Division 3, number 5 Whitnall plays at number 4 Reedsburg. 3rd seed Stoughton will host number 5 Waterford, and it will be number 6 Sauk Prairie playing number 2 seed Mount Horeb Barneveld. In Division 2, number 2 Monroe will host number 7 Elkhorn in a really good sectional there. And action continues for 8-player football this weekend. The pairings include number 3 Almond Bancroft playing at number 2 North Crawford, and number 1 seed Highland
will host number 4, Oakfield. The WIAA volleyball playoffs get underway tomorrow night. There are a few area matchups. River Valley will be traveling to Westby in Division III action, and it will be the Riverdale Chieftains playing at Kickapoo in Division 5 volleyball on Tuesday night. We'll have coverage of the Riverdale at Kickapoo match coming up tomorrow evening. Bowling scores from over the weekend. The high series for boys, Darren Kepler of 598, Trayton Shep of 567, Brady Blado of 528. High game honors went to Darren Kepler, 244, and 214s for Kyle Schredinger and Landon Westfall. Girls high series, Jocelyn Adams, a 476. Abby Weagle had a 280. Top game, Jocelyn Adams with a 164 and Abby Weagle with a 118 in youth bowling from over the weekend at the Phoenix Center. New Packers kicker Brandon McManus booted a 45-yard field goal as time ran out in Sunday's 24-22 win over Houston. Green Bay's fourth straight victory included 7 lead changes. 3 turnovers left the Packers behind 19-14 at half, but the defense stiffened after that. Linebacker Eric Wilson had 2 of Green Bay's 4 sacks, and Texas quarterback C.J. Stroud passed for just 82 yards. Jordan Love threw 3 scoring passes, but was intercepted twice. Coach Matt LaFleur talked about the Packers punter, Daniel Whalen, who was certainly a hero on the day, not only with his long and high with hang time punts, but also he was the holder on the last snap on the field goal, and the snap was a bit low.
Not only is he an outstanding punter, but he's a hell of a holder as well. And I can't say enough great things about him. He definitely had a huge impact in the game today. I mean, when you average, 56.8 yards a punt, that's pretty damn good. So do not want to have to use him that much. I tell him every week, I said, I hope we only use you as a holder, but today we needed him, and he certainly came through in a big way.
LaFleur says he could have the best punter in the NFL on his roster.
Yeah, it sure feels like it. I mean, he's been really consistent. He's definitely the best I've ever been around. Not only, I mean, he obviously kicks it a long way, but just the hang time too, because some guys will kick it far and they're going to outkick their coverage. But I thought our guys, our Flyers did an outstanding job winning their one-on-one battles, flying down there, and just to negate big return opportunities for the most part.
One of Jordan Love's passes went to running back Josh Jacobs, his first scoring pass in 213 NFL receptions.
It was long overdue. You know, we talked about it all week at practice. It was like, man, this is the week that we're going to get you. We had like 3 or 4 plays in the red zone for me. So, man, you know, I appreciate my coaches and, you know, the teammates wanting me to get that and calling it for that situation, man. And it was fun, man. First Lambo Elite, well, official Lambo Elite. You know, it was a good one.
Jordan Love talked about that last Packer drive that got them into field goal range.
It's a team win. You know, it's a 4-quarter battle. You know, it wasn't perfect. Definitely was not perfect. A lot of mistakes. But, you know, we found a way to win. And that's what it's all about. You know, that's what it comes down to is 4th quarter and finding a way. And that's what we did.
Jordan Love and the Packers prepare to visit Jacksonville next week. Also, the Texans will host the Indianapolis Colts. Elsewhere in the league last night, Patrick Mahomes overcame 2 interceptions to deliver a few big plays with his feet, and the Kansas City Chiefs remain the league's only undefeated team after beating the 49ers 28-18. Also, Russell Wilson threw for 2 touchdowns and ran for another score in his Pittsburgh debut to lead the Steelers to a 37-15 win over Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. The 35-year-old Wilson, who spent the first 6 weeks watching from the sideline while recovering from a calf injury, completed 16 of 29 passes for 264 yards as Pittsburgh won its 2nd straight. The Steelers are 5-2. The Jets dropped to 2-5. Elsewhere yesterday in the NFL, Jacksonville 32-16 over New England, Buffalo 34, Tennessee 10, Cincinnati 21-14 over Cleveland. Detroit with a late field goal beat Minnesota 31-29. Indianapolis 16, Miami 10, Philadelphia 28, the Giants 3, Seattle 34, Atlanta 14, the Rams 20, Las Vegas 15, Washington 40, Carolina 7. There are 2 Monday night games tonight, Baltimore at Tampa Bay, and the Chargers playing at Arizona. Tommy Edman and Will Smith homered to send Shohei Ohtani into the World Series for the first time, and the Dodgers eliminated the Mets 10-5 in Game 6 of the National League Championship Series. The Dodgers clinched the record 25th NL pennant and first at home since 1988 when they beat the Mets in 7 games. They moved on to their 22nd World Series, 13th in Los Angeles, and first since 2020. Next up for Ohtani and company is Aaron Judge and the Yankees, who are back in the World Series for the 41st time. Game 1 is Friday at Dodger Stadium. The New York Liberty finally have a WNBA championship after beating the Minnesota Lynx 67-62 in overtime of a decisive Game 5 on Sunday night. Jonquel Jones scored 17 to lead New York, which was one of the original franchises in the league. The Badgers' defense dominated play in a 22-3 win at Northwestern Saturday. Wisconsin blocked a field goal, forced a fumble deep in Wildcats territory just before half, and notched a safety in the team's third straight win. Senior running back Tui Walker produced 126 yards on 23 carries. Quarterback Braden Locke threw for one touchdown and ran for another. In that action, the Badgers will host number 3 Penn State coming up Saturday night. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
Good Monday morning from WRCO Radio. It is 45 degrees now. All of a sudden, a jump in temperature. Coming up, a vintage broadcast, the Paul Harvey Rest of the Story program. It is sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, focused on relationships, not transactions. They help you prepare for and recover from the unexpected.
Now, the rest of the story. Perhaps it's because knowledge in the field of medicine is compounding so rapidly that doctors are increasingly skeptical, more and more reticent to accept the latest discoveries until each has been painstakingly tested and verified. Imagine then the skepticism of surgeons in Omaha, Nebraska, when a candidate for major surgery insisted that they, the doctors, use his equipment for the operation. The patient's name was Adrian Hannes. H-A-N-N-U-S, apparently responsible young man employed by an energy firm in Omaha, faculty member at Augustana College in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. February 14, 1983, Mr. Hannes had been taken to Methodist Hospital, complaining of severe abdominal pains. A diagnosis was made, surgery prescribed, and then, during a pre-surgery consultation, the patient produced a felt-lined case and presented it to the surgeon. Said, Mr. Hannes, I want you to use these when you operate. The surgeon opened the case, and inside were what appeared to be scalpels. Scalpels, but they were nothing like the doctor had ever seen before. The patient was asked where he got them. Mr. Hannes replied that a friend in Lynchburg, Virginia, had made them. They were indeed scalpels, but this is the rest of the story. They were more than 100 times sharper than a honed steel instrument. The surgeon was incredulous, and then he looked more closely to see that the surgical instruments his patient had brought, that the blades of all of them were made of glass. Now, certainly Mr. Hannes' surgeon was in no way compelled to give these revolutionary scalpels a try, except by curiosity. But curiosity was enough. And so after seeking and obtaining official assurance that the instruments were safe to use, the surgeon agreed, the surgery was performed, and those scalpels were so sharp that they required almost no pressure to cut, and this so impressed the surgeon who used them that he began recommending that they be employed in delicate surgery of all kinds, plastic surgery, eye surgery, which they were. The glass blade's only 0.004 centimeters in thickness, manufactured and sold for $15 a piece. That's more than 53 times less expensive than comparable diamond edge scalpels. The pioneer patient, Adrian Hannes, recuperated nicely. He did recover. And they're still talking about this back at Augustana College. That's where Mr. Hannes is director of archaeology. And the remarkable surgical instruments that he helped introduce to modern medicine were precise replicas of implements that he had retrieved from the earth, from the chasms of time. Relics of the ancient cultures of the Indians of Central America. Blades handcrafted of volcanic glass and used by Aztec surgeons 2,500 years ago. And now you know the rest of the story.
Getting a great price is always satisfying, but enjoying quality service and already great auto and home coverage is the icing on top. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center. We will help you choose coverage that fits your needs and budget, in addition to our convenient day and night support to keep you going. All of this is especially important these days. Get a quote today and see for yourself at juliecarons.com or send us a text at 608-647-3632. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food.
Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels, custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors? From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Thanks for joining us this morning on WRCO Radio. It's 48 degrees in RC. Stay tuned for the trivia question of the day.
Don't need no whiskey when I've had a bad day. No prescription, honey, when my skies are gray. No popping the pills, no smoking the pills that make me feel okay. You go down easy, baby. I could drink you by the case. You're my painkiller. A little dose of you goes a long, long way. You're my painkiller. Oh, you take it away. You take it away. The hair of the dog when I'm feeling cursed. I don't need no doctor, honey. I don't need no nurse. You're my
talk about the backseat. I don't know, don't ask me how she sat in it. She carried my burdens and paid my bail, put a Tennessee breeze in my Carolina sail and set me free. I don't pray much anymore. Lord, it's all true but ours. Happiness, wishes, wants, and needs into my robes, hopes, and dreams. Spend my living giving thanks for the ships I've never seen. Every big, every little, and the everyday things. The notes and the words and the songs I sing to the ones doing life with me. Could have easily said goodbye to this runaway train you're tied to. I know I don't get it, baby, how you roll with it. Fists and the fights and the scars of the battle, the ups and the downs of the judge's gavel. How'd you wind up in my unravel? I don't pray much anymore. Oh, it's all true but ours. Happiness, wishes, wants, and needs into my robes, hopes, and dreams. Spend my living giving thanks for the ships I've never seen. Every big, every little, and the everyday things. The notes and the words and the songs I sing to the ones doing life with me. You're my faith and the grace every sunrise brings. Set me free. I don't pray much anymore. But it's all true for doors. Happiness, wishes, wants, and needs into my robes, hopes, and dreams. Spend my living giving thanks for the ships I've never seen. You're my faith in the grace every sunrise brings. Every big, every little, and the everyday. In the words and the songs I sing to the ones doing life with me.
A great tune from Eric Church on WRCO Radio. Sextonville Waterworks flushing hydrants today between 10 and 11, and water could be discolored. If you're washing clothing, the clothing could be discolored there. So during this time, it is safe. The water is safe, but could be a bit discolored. Again, in Sextonville, that announcement from Sextonville Waterworks today. We'll give you a chance to win with our trivia question of the day and more coming up here on a Monday morning.
Hi, let me tell you a story about a 10-year-old boy growing up in a small town. His parents were divorced, and the boy lived with his mom, who worked hard to provide. Each day, the boy walked home from school, dropped his books off, then headed next door to help his neighbor in the garden. There, the boy listened as his neighbor told tales of honor and bravery in World War II. It was in that garden where the boy's dreams took root. Dreams of serving his country and farming the land. I'm Tony Kurtz, and that boy was me. I went on to serve 20 years in the U.S. Army and establish my own farm. Today, I'm honored to represent my neighbors in the legislature. I want everyone to be able to pursue the American dream, but I know that dreams don't start in a big building with marble columns. They start in our neighborhoods. That's why I've worked hard to push money out of Madison and back to our communities. I've secured larger investments in roads, schools, and hospitals while cutting taxes and maintaining a balanced budget. On November 5th, I ask for your vote so that we can achieve even more.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that 1/3 of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
Wouldn't it be nice to have fully funded local public schools and not have to pass referenda increasing our property taxes to keep them opened? Wouldn't it be nice to have affordable child care and paid family leave? Stupid questions. Of course it would be nice. So why don't we have these things? Instead of funding these things, our Republican state legislators wanted to give those making over $400,000 a year a large tax cut and removed a 10% tax cut for us from the budget. How does that help us? Our communities have already lost too much. How much more are we willing to lose before we realize that these people elected to represent us aren't? We need to stop cutting taxes for the rich and corporations and instead make them pay their fair share of taxes and join us in supporting our communities. Think carefully about who you vote for and make your vote a positive one for our communities.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
8:41 the time. It was good to see old Michael Hernan over the weekend there. College man returning to us just for a brief time. He's going back to get educated. He didn't get enough education here, that's for sure. Some notes on today. We remind you, the VFW Post 2267 reminding students that the Patriot's Pen and Voice of Democracy essays are due to the local VFW Post 2267 by October 31st. All information can be found at vfw.org. For more information, call 608-647-4884. And Passages will be hosting Bev's Walk, Believing Every Victim, coming up tomorrow from 5 until 7:30 at Kroska Park. The event will include guest speakers, survivor stories, music, and food. All proceeds will support the Grateful Scholarship in honor of Beverly Burns. Those reminders to you from WRCO's Community Calendar.
We've been turning into strangers. Now we barely even touch. Superficial conversation, 'cause our God is always up. I'm not ready to give up on us yet. One last hurrah, it might just do the trick.
Baby.
El King featuring Dirk Bentley on WRCO Radio and Worth a Shot. There we go. We have some Gunsmoke trivia today. Henry Bray's not eligible as he has watched every episode twice or three times this morning. Anyway, 20 years of Gunsmoke through the years. Pretty incredible. Which Gunsmoke actor appeared in 19 of the 20 seasons of Gunsmoke? Was it A, Miss Kitty, Amanda Blake? Was it B, James Arness, Matt Dillon? Was it C, Doc, Milbourne Stone? Or was it D, Sam the Bartender? 608-647-4155. Which Gunsmoke actor appeared in 19 of the 20 seasons? The winning answer wins a great prize from Richland Center Subway today.
You're eating healthy. Eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Subway, a proud sponsor of our Monday morning trivia. Congratulations to Randy Ewing. Ready to go. Knock it out of the park there. He knew the right answer. Which Gunsmoke actor appeared in 19 of the 20 seasons? Well, the most common answer that we had this morning, we had 10 calls for Doc. And then we had a few calls for Sam the bartender. And we even had a guess of James Arness, Matt Dillon. But nope, not right. Miss Kitty, Amanda Blake, appeared in 19 of the 20 seasons. You should have answered A. And Amanda Blake, I guess, retired after the 19th season, saying that she'd had enough of playing Miss Kitty. So the 20th season, she did not appear in Gunsmoke as it wrapped up its long run. But the two actors and characters that were on there the entire run of the 20 years, James Arness, Matt Dillon, and Doc Milburn Stone. Milburn Stone had spent part of a season, he was out with a medical issue, but came back strong and was all in all 20 seasons. But James Arness was there. If you watch some of the later ones in the 70s, Marshall Dillon was on less and less. He was on, you know, occasionally, but it seemed like Festus kind of took over and Newley, and there were stories kind of going around those, and even some outside characters. That was, we've talked about the show Dirty Sally, which was a spinoff of Gunsmoke, and how that was a central character for a couple of episodes as well. But he was still on there, James Arness and Doc, the long-running actors and characters on Gunsmoke. And again, the correct answer, Miss Kitty, Randy New. And he wins courtesy of Subway in Richland Center. Discover better for you subs. Sub sandwiches, a great way to go. You can also pick up a Subway gift card. Have that on hand to give it as a gift, make someone's day, or, of course, use it yourself.
Chances are you're not hearing this ad while topping 100 in your Aston Martin, or taking a spin around town in your Rolls Royce. But if you are, then Donald Trump's tax plan is for you. Just ask him.
You're rich as hell. Am I going to give you a tax cut?
But if you're hearing this on your way to work, or school pickup, if you're heading to the grocery store, or wondering how long you can stretch that tank of gas, then your plan is Kamala Harris's plan. She'll make the wealthy and big corporations pay their fair share, so she can give the middle class a tax cut, as well as $25,000 for first-time homebuyers, $6,000 for first-time parents, and a $50,000 tax deduction for starting a new business. Because that guy in the Cybertruck that just zoomed by doesn't need another break. But Kamala Harris knows you sure could use one.
Paid for by voters of these 50 states. VotersOfThese50States.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Welcome to TriStar Gifts and More, where every gift tells a story. Whether you're shopping for a special occasion or just because, the selection of adorable and quirky items is sure to bring a smile to your face. Explore their wide range of candles, metal art, and more. Come experience a warm and welcoming atmosphere at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East, next to Dunkin' Donuts, Richland Center. Call them at 608-383-1280. TriStar Gifts and More, unique gifts and home decor that make every moment special.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I work to address rising childcare costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new childcare slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Hank Bray has given us some more Gunsmoke trivia. The show that caused Gilligan's Island to get canceled. Yeah, I actually used that a couple of weeks ago when we had Bob Denver's widow, Dreema Denver, on. It talked about the fact that they needed to move Gunsmoke to Monday night, and it bumped the half-hour sitcom Gilligan, and the rest is history. But we're not sure where Gilligan's Island would have went to after three seasons, getting to the fourth. They're probably running out of storylines. I think they were running out of those in the first season, but I still like the show. The show was a number one hit for a total of 4 years along the way. The show popularized the phrase, get out of Dodge. I didn't know this, Hank. Doc Adams didn't have a name for 16 seasons. They call him
Gaylord.
Galen.
Yeah, Galen.
Galen. I think it's on the sign outside outside the doctor's office.
Well, you said you didn't know where Gilligan's Island was going to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, nowhere. They were shipwrecked, Phil.
Well, they weren't going to go anywhere. Right, exactly.
I didn't know if you knew that.
Oh, yes. Milburn Stone was on there for a long time, too.
Yeah, he had a heart attack.
He had some issues, didn't he?
I think he missed six episodes, I think. Or he would have been right there with Matt.
With the entire time.
Yeah.
And then we looked it up, too, about the main characters. And I think this guy's the only one still alive, Buck Taylor, who played Newley O'Brien. Yeah. He's still
living. I tell you what, he can make a gun out to a pipe, if you remember episode.
He could. Know? He used to get beat up a lot, though.
I saw him last night getting beat up, him and Festus.
Festus and him would get roughed up, and then Matt would have to come in and save the day.
Yeah, and that's what happened last time. So I don't like it when they shoot at Matt. You know, I got to leave Matt alone.
That's right, exactly. So. Well, yeah, well, we'll let you get back to watching Gunsmoke episodes then. So, yep.
Rock and roll.